one's a vegan, the other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak with Sumerian and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Welcome to Very, Very Late. Very, very late, as Caponex puts it. The already late at night. Rant Speak starts even later tonight. Yeah, it's 11:46 by my clock. And I'm just going to check everything, because, whoa, am I ever falling behind tonight. Check, check, check. There, let's turn myself up in my headphones so I can hear myself a little bit better. I apologize to everyone. And I apologize to Smokehouse. The backing tracks tonight is Absurd Minds. Guy's a great voice. But I have a good excuse. Very good excuse tonight why I'm late. I was videotaping. Yeah, videotaping Sean. Sundays is my videotaping day, so I can tell you all about the goodness that is Sean Kennedy. But tonight was the rant meeting, and that's where I actually was, at the rant meeting with Sean, and I'll give you some more details about that later, and we're going to just bring in Smokehouse here as soon as I start up my Skype, the magic of Skype, and if you want to phone us on Skype, the name on Skype is Rant Radio. Yeah, I actually got Rant Radio. Let me just get on here, change myself to online. Let's get Smokehouse in here, give him a call, and so he can yell at me. Isn't this going to be wonderful, his yelling? I have to get the microphones down, too.
I am so going to kick your ass.
Good evening, Smokehouse.
More like good 2 o'clock in the morning, Smokehouse.
I know, it's very, very late for you.
Damn it, man.
Apologize profusely, but I've got a good excuse. I've got an excellent excuse. Of course, what? Of course I do.
Yeah, of course you do. I'm sure you do.
I blame it squarely on Sean.
I blame both of you. You both suck. I have a fat asshole on one side and a skinny one on the other.
And they both smell bad.
That's right.
I'm going to get the microphone stand. Just one second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not set up. I rushed as quick as I could to get on the air.
Oh, you're not set up, you don't say.
1 second.
God damn it. You know, it's moments like this I wish Leslie Willis was still alive.
Yeah,
so we could write a song called I Whip Sin's Ass.
Let's bring over the microphone stand for Smokehouse's microphone. My contact to him. Clear a little bit of space in this messy...
Come on, boy.
Messy desk. Yeah, I'm here. I'm coming.
You can do it.
There we go. Good evening.
There you go. All right.
The music is still a little bit loud. It's either on or off. Okay, so how are you doing tonight, Smokehouse?
Well, I'm doing.
Tired?
I'm okay, but you know what? It's still fun to bitch at you, so I'll do that.
I think this is... an excuse for you to bitch at me, and it's a good outlet for you to take out your frustrations every week of all the bad things that I do.
Like you don't give me enough reasons every day. You know?
Yeah, I'm a bad person. I'm a bad man.
Somebody said, well, if Sim dies, Smokey can run Rant Radio. Well, guess what, kids?
He's packing it in. Fuck Rant Radio, right?
Guess what? I'm doing it anyway.
That's right. I don't really do anything. I'm a figurehead, really. I'm a pretty boy. Just the poster boy for the place.
I just send paper over his desk. That's pretty much all I do.
I just sign my name, really.
That's it. Here, this is done. Can I go to lunch now?
No. What, half more hour of work out of you, Smokey.
Yes. Yes. Well, I have enough free time now, so.
Yeah, you're not a slaving anymore, are you?
Dude, fuck Walmart.
You didn't even step foot. Did you actually work a day?
Did I step foot in a store? Yes, for
okay.
one day.
For one day, you worked a day.
Well, I did my orientation that day,
okay.
which counted as work.
Okay, so it's a paid. You got paid
yes.
for that day. Okay.
Will I ever see the money? No, probably not.
Probably not. No.
But
they'll find some way.
I found out they weren't going to give me full time, which was a pain in the ass because this store wasn't really that close to me.
And they kind of promised that too, didn't they?
Sort of. And I was the only one in the room that still didn't know what his job was.
The magic of Walmart.
That and watching the the orientation videos was something in and of itself.
Oh, always corporate orientation videos are just hilarious. Yes. Usually.
Yeah, I mean, actually seeing Sam Walton standing up on a stage, talking to a sea of employees, and they have their hands raised, repeating after him. It's like,
wow.
Okay, who else did that?
The pledge
Let's think
of Walmart. Many political leaders?
Like, say, oh, Hitler?
Must have been
yes.
a sight to see, huh?
Yes, it was. I'm like, I can't be here. This is a bad place to be.
Evil.
I'm leaving.
And you knew it was evil before that, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, but
you got to make money somehow, right?
You have no idea how evil it is until you go and see inside Walmart. In the employee handbook, there's actually a quote from the CEO, the current CEO, which says, there's nothing we can't do to take business away from our competitors.
That's great.
not outsell, but take business away.
Take business away. Like predatory. Arr.
It's a direct quote in the employee handbook.
Wow. Like, why would you even need that in the handbook?
I mean, of course, that's what business is about, but I mean, there's something called spin. You know?
That's right. You don't have to say it outright, really, right?
That's not the spin you want to put on stuff, really.
At least
I wouldn't.
We will destroy all others who oppose us.
That's pretty much what they're saying.
So
not cool.
Not cool at all. So let's put some links in the IRC. So can you put the link about where to listen to us if people are like in the IRC wondering why there's people
yeah,
talking
hold on.
About stuff?
Hold on.
So, yeah, this is Rand Speak every Sunday night at 11 p.m. or if I'm late, 11:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can check out the links from the past shows and stuff. I don't know if I put up... Yeah, I think I put up the links from last show in the forums.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can check out the forums, too.
Did you tell people how to get into the IRC?
If you want to get into the IRC and you're just happening to just tuning in to the station this late at night, you can go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, or if you don't have any programs and you're listening at school or something, not this late at night anyway, but go to rantradio.com, click on community, and then click on chat on the left-hand side, and there's like a webpage login that may work for you if you're like behind a firewall. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you can chat with all the
We usually call it the option for dumb people.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of mean.
The program inept people. And
yes.
If you're on like a different operating system too, or you're just too...
Yeah,
whatever.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll work for you. Let's just skip all that stuff. Except for we need DJs if you want to be a DJ. Email
it's
Smokehouse because we need some DJs. We need some cool DJs. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we have a spot for that. We should play that.
Oh, yes, we do. We got a whole bunch of new spots, which is very cool. Sent to us by some lovely people who love us.
Yes.
Because
these are pretty expensive to have done normally.
Yeah. But we don't make any money, so we can't send them any money. So this is the only way we're going to get them if they donate it to us.
And people are going to hear and go, oh, listen to this. You guys sold out. No, these were the free gifts. And we'll take them where we can get them.
So here's the We Need DJs sweeper that was just sent in.
Hey, Internet junkie. Do you love music? Do you have something to say? Would you enjoy working for no money and being kicked around by a tyrannical cripple? While your only solace comes in knowing the fact that you're part of the coolest damn radio station on the internet? If so, Rant Radio wants you. Don't waste another moment. Make use of your free hand and drop an email to smokehouse@rantradio.com for more information.
pretty cool. Smokey wrote that one. I think it's pretty hilarious, actually.
I wrote that one under the gun. The guy called me and said, I've got free time. What can you come up with in 10 minutes?
You've got 10 minutes.
You got 10 minutes, buddy. Go. And I was
his voice is all warmed up.
Yeah. It's like, wow. I was in remotely in creative mode at that time. I was talking to somebody about building a computer or something. He's like, you need this right now. Got to do it right now. I'm like, oh, great. No pressure.
But you came through. It was pretty funny, too.
Well, I appreciate that.
And you said he liked it, too, the guy who did the voice.
Yeah, he was pretty impressed. He's like, well, that was a great script. I'm like, thanks, but I completely pulled that out of my ass. Thank you very much.
So we got a whole bunch of six total, actually. Very cool stuff.
Yeah. Are the other ones in rotation, or have you even bothered to do that?
My life is very busy. No, I haven't.
Why me, God?
Smokey goes insane on the other end.
I suppose I could do it. All you have to do is just upload them into the right folder, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
You don't have to restart anything or nothing like that?
No, I have to add them into the program that I use, and then it just automatically starts playing them.
Oh, well, why don't you do something, for Christ's sakes?
Yeah. I'm a lazy ass. I don't do anything.
God damn it!
I was pointing a camera at Sean all day.
Well, it better be good.
Yeah, for patrolling. It'll eventually come out.
Because I was on time, god damn it.
Yes, you were. Well, you're kind of stuck in your seat. You can't wander too far anyway, right?
Oh, you wait. Yeah, keep saying that. Yeah. One day there'll be a knock on the door.
I'm not
too. Hello. Look how far I wandered on my own. Start running now.
I'm not feeling too witty tonight. I'm totally beat, so. Well, I'm not going to throw any insults at you.
Okay.
I'm like totally beat. Because I was up till 3 o'clock last night, 3 o'clock in the morning. Last night.
Doing what?
Doing a porn on beta video, actually. And it's available tonight for a preview for all the people listening. So it's kind of cool. You get a preview of the video.
It's not
posted on the webpage on the porn on beta website, but everyone here gets it. The special people who stay up late at night.
Yes.
Tales from the After Now, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Got a new one. I haven't listened to it yet. It just gets handed to me on Sundays. So I don't even get to listen to it. I get to quickly process it and get it into digital format so I can put it up.
Well, at least you get a day's notice. You know, I get like 10 minutes.
Exactly. Oh,
so
my God.
Bite me.
Hectic. The hectic life I lead.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Any news from you that you want to talk about?
Well, let me get a link copied over here. Because I do have something.
Oh, do you? Excellent. Yes. Very, very cool.
DJ Morgana has been featured in Comatose Rose magazine.
Really? One of the DJs that is on our station, an industrial DJ. That is awesome. Yeah, you sent me a link or something to that.
And there are a lot of pictures for all you horny boys out there.
Really?
In this article, yes.
Very nice. I think I've only seen that one picture of her. Maybe a couple more on her website, but I've...
These are much better.
Are they? Sexy. Very nice. Nice. Nice outfit.
Yeah, they work.
Yeah.
I told her that we had a conversation about her last week. She was pretty amused by that.
Oh, was she?
She's pretty,
She's very cool. Very good show.
She's very cool. She's good spirit to her.
Oh, yeah. And she's very forgiving of me.
Yes. Well, she wants me. She just doesn't know it yet.
That's the whole ticket, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Works for me.
Just doesn't
work for me.
Las Vegas coming up 4 months from now. Rant's going to be there. Hope you will be too. I know a couple people are from our Rant family is going to be down there. Enki is going to be with us, and
yes.
Sean Kennedy, of course. And we're going to be doing some filming down there for some future projects as well. Why not take advantage of the situation, of course?
Of course, he comes up for the big stuff. I'm lucky to get a phone call. But Vegas, he's right there.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Of course.
And you know why? I'll tell you why. Cheap buffets.
It's all about the buffets, the plates and plates of free meat. You slap down your $10 and gorge yourself.
Eat all you want for like $5.
That's amazing. Of course, I starve, right? I have to pick the lettuce around the corners, right?
You know, but it's cheap.
Yeah, very cheap. And we had the rant meeting tonight, the second one. Oh boy. It was crazy tonight. This actually went back to the Endoplasmic Studios, where we had the Sean Kennedy TV show. We usually have it at EA, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a coffee shop, but
right.
Tonight we went back to the Endo Studios because we wanted to have a little bit more elaborate thing. And I brought the video.
Elaborate,
yeah. We had a big setup because in the forums I posted that you can get free WOG haircuts. At the BC chapter.
When will we see pictures of these haircuts?
I believe Jibcat is in the IRC right now offering up pictures for anybody who wants them.
Yeah, email me the link, man, because I got to see it.
It's crazy.
I got to see the haircut.
It's totally, totally crazy. And there's a whole bunch of pictures of me, which you don't normally get pictures of me. It's only usually Sean. I don't know if he's going to email them to you. I think he's had like 65 pictures and 2 movie clips. There you go.
Holy crap,
Have some new stuff, eh?
There you go.
So the people who missed that meeting, I know there's some people that said they were going to come, but they didn't come, so you lost out there.
Yeah, it was actually sorry.
Yeah, so you couldn't drag yourself up here, but it's a long crawl.
It is a long crawl.
The haircut actually turned out pretty damn good.
Really?
Yeah, I was worried at first. I was like,
I want to know who he practiced on.
Nobody. This is the first haircut Sean has ever given.
In his life? Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was to Prosium.
So it wasn't like he had to practice on Sorry, I Don't Know That. Who doesn't really care what his hair looks like?
Exactly.
Holy crap.
It was like first time ever Sean with scissors going hard on somebody's hair. Oh, my God. But
wow.
He braved through it, and in the end, it looked pretty good, actually. It was really good.
That's cool.
I was very impressed. So Jibcat just fired.
Or nothing.
What?
It won't go to his head or anything.
No, sure.
I can give haircuts too.
Now he's multi-talented. You know, he has a fallback now. He can be a hairdresser if he needs to be, right? Sean Kennedy, the fucking hairdresser. That is so funny.
Yeah. And he's always talking about drag queens. So you know what?
Yeah, you know what about hairdressers? He'd be the perfect hairdresser. He'd talk a storm up while you're captive in the seat, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's just too funny, eh?
Can you imagine what he'd charge for a haircut?
He'd have to charge a lot because it took him a while. It took an hour and a half to do the hair.
It's a buzz cut, right? Pretty much.
Pretty much. It's really short in the sides, a little bit like very short in the top, but a little bit longer than the sides. You know, like a military kind of haircut.
And it took him an hour and a half.
Well, it's the first haircut he ever did, and it's a good thing that he took a while because if he rushed it, it could have been very bad.
Very bad. Just give him a stencil or something.
Exactly. So, pain. The Rant Radio magazine, the new issue is out. I think it was yesterday, or 2 days ago, issue 9. So that's in Smokey, if you can post that link.
Sure.
Full of goodness. Every issue is very, very well written. It's tons of reading, which is very cool. And
if you've got strong eyes, you can read it.
That's right. It's on a website. If you can increase the font. Actually, there's a text version of it too somewhere. Or you can just copy and paste it and put it somewhere else. I'm supposed to do an article for it, but, you know, having negative 24 hours every day to do stuff.
Yeah, they asked me to do that, too, and I'm like, it'd be easier just to interview me because I don't like to write. Even though I'm really good at it.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it way
faster. I don't mind writing. It just takes me so long because I have to be perfect. I have to be a perfectionist with it, so...
you try. I've seen your writing, and I know that you're not.
Shut the hell up. you mean like on web page? That's not writing. Are you talking about my web page?
I've seen some of the letters you've written. You should give me those before you send them off.
Shut the hell up. They get the point across. Not very well, but they get the point across.
Well, You're getting there.
I'm getting there. I just don't have time for it.
Well, that's all right.
Audio and video is my medium.
Yeah, I'm just an asshole. Don't worry about it.
So here's the link for the Porn on Beta video, brand new. I just did it last night. This is taken from our last concert that we did in December. I'm using it as a promotion tool, so, you know, for more gigs and stuff, and for the fans, because we haven't put anything out recently. We're really working hard on the album. We're going to have it done very soon.
Well, that's cool.
And this song is Rewind. It was shot on two cameras. It looked like more cameras because I did some fancy editing, but it turned out pretty damn good. So here's the link. Watch it after this show because you won't be able to listen to it while you're listening to the
at
show
at the same time.
Unless you can multitask. I mean, it could work, I guess, or put the video
on
silence.
If you've got, like, you know, two or three sound cards and stuff.
That's right.
So, and all that.
There you go. I'm pretty proud of it. It took 4 hours to do, mostly because it was very late at night.
Well, you know, if that's what you're good at.
That's
cool.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's okay. What? Oh, crap. I lost that thing that you made or sent over.
Oh, dude, no.
Oh, there it is. Never mind. I found it.
it's time for email.
Yeah, it's time for the email, and it's time for me to stall while I find something.
You lost our email intro. Bastard.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay. And it's time for email. This is going to be hard. This one, sorry. Here we go. I have really no idea what he says at the end there. And I really think it's awesome, something about girl.
Yeah. It's like, I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
Girl. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's from Strong Bad.
Yeah. Points for Strong Bad.
Which, like, 2 days ago, I sat down and, like, watched so much more. There's so much on that site. It's insane.
Oh, it's so funny. It's like a 500,000 visitors a day.
It's crazy.
Oh,
do you have a t-shirt from there?
Yeah, I do have a t-shirt.
Which one?
Just a Strong Bad t-shirt.
Oh, very
cool. It doesn't even say Strong Bad on it. You walk down the street and people know what it is.
Oh, yeah. If you know, you know. I saw somebody with a Trogdor t-shirt, which was awesome. Yeah.
My nephew can draw a Trogdor when he's 6 years old.
Sweet.
It's pretty funny.
This one is from A-Mick or A-Mike or A-M-I-C or something like that.
Something like that.
You are one of the only talk radio streams on the internet that I've ever stumbled upon that I could not only handle listening to, but could completely stand behind. I love
God
the
damn right.
That's right. I love the shows, guys. I found your station about a week ago and have several gigabytes on my hard drive dedicated to Rant Media. And as long as you guys keep cranking out well-produced original programming, I'll continue to fill it with Rant Media until the entire drive is full and Windows crashes. Then, I'll buy another, and another. I've been downloading all your old archive shows and media, basically everything I could find. Well, that's quite a bit, actually.
Wow. Yeah. I would know, too. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
I've
listened to the Sean Kennedy radio show for, like, the last 5 days of my headphones while
God
I've been working.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah, no kidding. You are a brave, brave man. Well, I've been working on web design. I think I'm on episode 12 or something as I'm writing this. Fruit salad? Yeah, I think you discussed fruit salad and something.
Yes. Because he thought it was a diet food.
You have to eat more than fruit salad.
Yeah.
Sim and Sean, both of you are an absolute inspiration. I cannot believe that you guys do this stuff for free. Well, I can't believe it either. We should get paid one of these days from somewhere. I don't know where.
It's not totally free. It does cost us money.
That's right. It's not really free. It's free for everyone out there. It's not free for us. We have to pay.
We operate at a deficit. Thank you.
That's right. We're a tax write-off, actually. Big, fat tax write-off.
Yeah.
I have never had more respect for anyone than I have for you guys. Wow. Basically, volunteering your personal time for the good and entertainment of growing internet community of devotees is just unbelievable and incredibly unselfish. I'll do everything I can advertise for your station and would love to come and see whatever project you're filming live if there's an audience. element involved. I'm in Calgary, so I'm just a short drive away. Read 10 hours, which is how far away.
You should have did that like 4 months ago, dude.
Yeah, a little late now, but...
When did you need to... That's all right.
Because we're not really doing anything really kind of live anymore. Well, we do live stuff, but you can't sit in on it.
Well, we might do it that way. You never know.
You never know what's going to come. I started by saying, and I'll say it again, thank you and well done. Well, thank you very much.
Well, that's awesome.
That is very nice. Yeah, I love when you get those kind of pouring emails.
I don't have it in front of me, but I actually got one from the crazy Australian dude.
Oh, really?
The one that tried to call us last week.
Oh, yeah. What's his
Desert
name?
Runner.
Was Desert
his name?
Runner, yeah. He's actually on dial-up, he told me.
Yeah.
So that's...
He felt so bad, and I was like, oh, dude, it's okay.
It doesn't matter. We're just playing around here. Like, it's not a big deal.
I appreciate it so much. He wins a prize.
Really?
Yeah, he gets the big DVD.
The big DVD. Is this the year-end DVD?
Yes, he'll get that when it's done.
Wow. Yeah, he's really, like, he sent me a lot of links. He's really a rabid fan. Like,
well, he's a winner.
He is a winner.
He wins. He wins the big prize.
Which is kind of cool, because he won't be able to be on the radio show here, because he's only on dial-up, and... It really didn't work.
He's from Australia. When I have somebody from Australia writing me, telling me I'm cool, guess what, buddy?
You get the big prize. You get the big prize.
That's right.
That's very
Feed
cool.
Feed my ego.
And you finally got the DVD I sent you.
Yes,
so
finally.
You can finally compile the full thing, right?
And the goofy-ass parking ticket and the Canadian penny and all that.
All the crap I usually send you when I send you stuff. I just look around my desk for crap, and I stuff it in there.
Yes, and that usually ends up in the trash. That's okay.
Because Smokey is not a Sim Rabbit fan, only Sean. He just throws away my memorabilia.
I keep some of it.
Okay. To rub all over yourself late at night.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Use it to light the light fires and stuff.
I've actually been getting, before I forget, people have been sending demos in too that I have not listened to yet, but I'll get to them.
Which is good. Like, there is some interest in some shows people are sending in, which is nice.
I've decided I need to intern.
You need to do all this work. Oh, really?
You need to
branch out, huh?
I need a hot intern.
We all need hot interns to sit on our laps. And
in fact, if you want to be my intern, please send me an email at smokehouse@rantradio.com and we'll talk about it.
Positions are available.
That's right, several of them.
I knew I'd set that up for you. There you go. I'll set them up, you keep knocking them down.
That's right, that's why I'm here.
And we're not going to do any news tonight, because I'm bloody tired.
Okay.
And we're just going to blab for a little bit longer.
Really?
Because I didn't get any of the... Because usually I get these done beforehand and have them in the email, and I would just look like a fool and stumble all over the place if I did any news tonight.
Yeah, I can see all there are. It's like, it's usually 5 pages, and now it's 2. With some links on it, which neither of us have read.
Yeah.
Because you sent me the format, 3 minutes ago.
Just early enough to, so you can post some links in there.
Yes.
Oh, my eyes are closed right now, and my eyelids are heavy, and I'm dying here. Because I was up late last night. My poor thing, right?
Yeah.
You feel bad for me.
I'm bleeding for you right now.
But I have good excuses. I was working on Rant Media stuff, Porn on Beta, and patrolling, and oh god.
Yeah, and I get to do the fun stuff, like talking to record people.
Yeah, you get to do the fun stuff and negotiating contracts.
Who are you? Why should we talk to you?
Because
I'm cool.
Please believe me.
How about that? Do you want me to even bother to put any of these links in the IRC?
No.
People won't know what to do with them anyway.
That's right. I'll filter through them for next week, see if they're still applicable. I'll get some more. We'll do them next week.
Okay, we'll do them next week. We still rip these people off.
In terms of a show?
Oh, hell yeah, because they're still hanging out, man. And we gave them shit nothing.
And we're late. Well, I'm late. You weren't late.
I was on time, man. I'm always on time.
So we'll take some calls. How about that?
Sure.
If anybody wants to... Yeah, tell us how much we hate us. Yeah, tell us how much we suck and how much we're keeping everyone up late at night. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Dave Whelan. Stop calling. Let's see. Reject call. Dave Whelan. Dave Whelan. Dave Whelan. Let's call him. Invite to the conference. So we're ringing him. If you don't want me to say your real name, don't use it in Skype. Because I don't know how else to call you.
Don't use it at all.
Yeah, just make it's up like, a name, like us.
They always do that. Drives me nuts.
Use a real name?
Oh, yeah. Then they expect me to know who they are.
It's ringing him. Maybe. Kind of. It says it is.
Uh-huh.
Not really.
It's like, Smokehouse, Jimmy's being an asshole. Who the fuck is that?
Okay, we're going to hang up on you.
Okay.
If you want to, just send me a message in Skype if you want to talk with us. I'm watching it right now. Don't call me, because in order for us to get you in on the conversation, I have to invite you into the conversation.
Yeah.
So it doesn't
so
quite work.
So don't call us.
Don't call us, because it won't work. We're going to try Dave Whelan one more time. See
one
if he's
time.
Paying attention. Because maybe he's picked up on it now. Because some people, like, they turn down, like, they can't hear the ringing over listening to the radio show, so...
Mm-hmm.
Because it both goes at the same time. You have to really pay attention to what's going on here. There's a lot of people in the IRC, which is pretty amazing.
They pretend to like us.
They
really
do. And it's ringing, and we're hanging up on him. So if you want to talk with us... Oh, I got a little flashy message there. What's going on? I don't know what that means. It's like exclamation mark. But I don't see any messages coming in.
All the dial listeners going, well, I can't call.
Should I just randomly dial people? Here, let's just randomly dial
if
this
you want
person.
To. We'll bother somebody.
Because this is a brand new person. I haven't seen him on my list before, and he just wanted to... It's ringing. Says it's ringing. I thought I turned the ringing on so we could hear it, but I don't hear it. Ringing, 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 ringing. And if you're on dial-up, please don't use Skype and try and talk to us. Oh,
if you,
David Whelan's trying to call again.
How about this? If you call us, I'll give you a sticker.
You're willing.
That?
You're willing to front the postage money,
dude? It's like 30 cents.
A little bit more for me in Canada. I have to cross border, send it. Wonder if it's cheaper for a postcard, and you can, like, tape it onto the postcard. It's the same price, isn't it? It's probably the same price.
And then have our bastard postman steal it, because they're like that.
Oh, just take it off of there. What's going on? How come nobody is answering our calls? Let's try David Whelan again. In progress. He's here. David!
Hello?
Hello, David.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome to the chat.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Rantspeak. What's happening tonight?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
So what's happening tonight, David?
It's morning, actually.
Oh, what's happening this morning?
What's happening, dude?
Not much.
Not much. You see, you're listening to the show, or you just randomly picked me on Skype?
Yeah, I'm just messing about with you. I'm listening to it, but. I don't know.
Where are you from?
England.
England? So it's like, isn't it like 6 in the, 7 in the morning
it's
right now?
It's like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow. Early. Early up on a Monday morning. You have to go to work today?
No, not really.
Lucky.
Lucky you, dude.
Very, very lucky. Well, that's very cool. Yeah, we get a lot of the overseas listeners right now because of the late night kind of crowd. A lot of people in the IRC that I don't recognize. So, did you listen to the show last week, or is this, like, the first time you've tuned in?
No, I got it in archive.
Oh, you've got it in the archive. You listen to the archive.
Yeah.
Okay. Very
well,
cool.
Thank you.
Well,
that's very sweet of you.
I don't think we deserve to be listened in archives.
But we appreciate it.
But we do appreciate you taking time out of your life, too.
I just missed it, actually. And I didn't realize.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah,
it's very...
I saw it in archive.
Well, it's very... very nice of you to get up that early in the morning. Like, I would, on my day off, I would not get up this early.
No.
To listen to us, particularly.
We're not even...
I don't work at all, actually.
Oh, you don't work at all? Well, lucky you.
Man after my own heart. All right.
Yeah, Smokehouse is a bum as well.
Yes, I am.
Aren't you working at Walmart?
I quit because they suck.
He worked one day. He didn't even work that day. He sat and watched videos.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I just got an email from Desert Runner. He's all excited.
Oh, because you mentioned his name and all the prize, right?
Yeah. He's like, are you serious? Yes, dude, I'm serious. You win the prize.
Yeah, no, we're yanking your chain. No, he's serious. He'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Do you know his address? I guess he has to send you his address, too, eh?
Yeah, he'll give it to me.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, David.
This is pretty good. I didn't think you'd answer, actually.
Well, it took a couple tries, but yeah, we got you in.
Alright.
It's pretty
neat. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Thanks for calling.
I'll see you later.
Later. Wow. Very cool.
Alright.
From England.
People from England, like us.
I'm actually totally hungry because I missed dinner. Because we sat there and we watched Road Warrior before we went to the meeting.
You've never seen that movie.
Well, I've seen it tons of times, but we're going to go out and get a wrap, right? Because
right.
You can put whatever you want in it, so I was going to put some veggies in it. It was totally tasty. Last week we went there and got some. But by the time we finished watching the movie, it was like 20 to 8, and we had to like motor down there. And then the guys showed up a half hour late anyway, so it was all fucked up. And
do you have Punk of Evil on your Skype list?
Let me take a look. Is he trying to get in? Yeah, he's on the Skype list.
He wants you to call.
Okay,
so
let's do that.
Call.
Call now. Oh, did I? No, I dialed the right person. There we go. It's ringing. Oh, feedback.
You freaking junkies.
Us? Nah.
Well, hey, Poe.
What up?
Not much. We're doing this little silly show we call Rantspeak to.
Yeah, you're late. What's up with that shit?
I had a good excuse. I was with Sean Kennedy doing filming for everyone's enjoyment.
He's a dick. That's what.
I have no excuse. I'm an idiot.
I'm going with Smokehouse on this one.
You're going with Smokehouse? Yeah.
I want my free sticker.
Okay. All right.
742 Shoop, Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Oh yeah, I'll remember that. Dude, sure.
There's
yeah.
Archives. You can find it.
Yeah, dig through the archives, Smokey. Fast forward, or just listen the whole show until you get to it, huh?
Yeah, I like listening to myself for an entire hour.
So, are you sending out stickers to anybody who asks, Smokey, or what?
No, I'm not. This is just a one-time thing because we have a shitty show, and nobody called.
And this is like the apology is a sticker.
So I said the first person that calls gets a sticker.
Okay. Well, he wasn't the first person, but you'll still give it to him?
Yeah, I'll give it to him. But that's it for today, kids.
That's it.
I love stickers. You guys are my heroes.
We love to please.
Yes. I need some more autographed pictures, too, so you have to send me those so I can send those out.
You're going to autograph a picture of yourself, Smokey?
Well,
why does that scare me?
Well, yes, but I also had some of you and Sean that I would send out. I have, like, one left.
So you're going to put your name, or did we autograph them?
Yes, you did.
It was a picture of me?
Yes, you and Sean both. I had a bunch of them.
David and Goliath.
Yeah, which picture of me?
It was the one that you guys had
For the Vancouver Sun?
Yes, that one.
Oh, I think that's the only picture of Sean and me.
Yeah.
So what, you two don't like to be seen together or what?
Yeah, we're actually alter egos. I put on a big fat suit, and I pretend to be Sean once in a while.
Actually, you got a sound card. You can change your voice. You're not on TV that much.
You just can't get anybody else in the frame with a picture with Sean in it.
He takes up the whole frame. I put a wide angle lens on it, and it still doesn't work. It's difficult.
Back way up.
Yeah.
Aerial much?
Yeah. I have to get one of those lenses that skateboarders use to like super wide angle, the 360 degree ones.
Oh, that'd be cute.
So what do you have to say tonight, Poe?
Yeah, what's that?
Not much, just drinking, listening to you tweakers.
Sweet. Very nice.
Drinking? I never do that.
Yeah, and you don't work at Walmart either.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, Walmart.
Code Brown.
We've got a Code Brown in aisle 12. Code Brown.
Oh, they actually have I don't remember what the color is, but they have a code for hostages.
Really?
Yes. Well, shooting is Code Brown. Lost Child is Code Adam. I shouldn't be saying this on the internet.
Oh, that's fine. Say it all you want.
What are they going to sue us for? We got nothing.
We got nothing. Take our money. We don't have any.
You got a couple couches that I'd like.
You've got what?
A couple couches.
No, they're my cow couches.
Vegas.
Yeah, but they're green. They're green, so we feel better about it.
They're a nice dark shade of green, and the cows gave up their life unto me. I asked them nicely, and they agreed.
But you know what? That's okay, because that's all cows are good for, is for, like, eating, clothing, and furniture. So, who cares?
There you go. I've justified my hypocrisy.
You just had a meat eater justify it, so it's okay.
Okay, we're hanging up on you, Poe.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, and Smokey will send those stickers to you. So you better to guarantee you get those stickers, you better email him your address, smokehouse@rantradio.com. And almost, yeah. about that British guy. Does he get stickers? He was the first caller.
I suppose.
Yes, maybe.
If he sends his address, I will send him a sticker.
There you go, if you actually send the address. So.
Yes. All right. Let's talk hard.
Talk hard, dude. Later. Oh, he hung up.
That's all right.
I'm fucking beat.
You know what? This has been a pretty good show, actually.
Yeah.
We're having fun. And
it is fun.
News that nobody gives a shit about, really, but...
That's right. It is fun.
There's the guy's address, the Australian guy. He's really excited.
He's really excited. He's listening.
You are so awesome, dude. Thank you so much.
So with his one free hand, he emailed you, huh?
Yeah.
He's that excited.
Well, I'm just worried about what he's thinking about with the other hand.
I don't even want to know.
if he's that thrilled.
Yes, Fester D. Penis, this is live.
Yes,
live, I said your name.
It won't be live much longer.
No, because I'm going to be dead to the world, because I got to get some food and get some sleep.
You poor baby. You brought this on yourself.
I know I did. But I couldn't... Like, he was still cutting hair, and I'm like, I got to go. And Sean... I was Sean's ride, so I couldn't leave. And then the guy would give half a haircut, and that would just be all bad, because then nobody would want another haircut from Sean.
Yeah, that's true. we should get him to call in one of these days.
Kennedy?
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. The ratings would go through the roof, and that would be no good. We don't want ratings.
Then we wouldn't have to talk, because we wouldn't get a chance.
He would dominate, and that would be the pointless... It would be a pointless show. We wouldn't get to talk. It'd turn into a Sean Kennedy show, and then he'd want to come over, and then it'd be all dominated.
It's a day off.
Sean's doing other stuff. Sean's busy. He's doing Tales in the Afternoon and stuff, so...
Yeah, he's busy.
He is busy, believe me. He's cooking up something for everyone.
Oh, I know he is. It'd be nice if he told me.
Sean's mind does not rest.
No.
It just gets busier.
Yeah, I know.
And scarier.
It is a scary place.
Yeah.
People are like, it must be so nice to be his friend. I'm like, yeah, some days.
Some days it is. It's just damn scary.
And other days it's like, dude, yeah, remember me? The guy who spends 80% of his waking moments trying to turn you into a superstar.
Oh, here's another one. I got an instant message. I got an IRC message. Associate 21 is a call for security at Walmart. And this one's good. Code 1000 is a fight between two employees.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is so good. If you're able to get a Walmart speakerphone, like, I'm sure it's not that hard to operate. Code 1000, code 1000 in aisle 2, code 1000. And like every teller will like turn their head and look down aisle 2.
I would start the fight and make the call.
That would be so good. Oh, yeah. That'd be the ultimate working at Walmart to get a code 1000.
You know, I thought about just working there just so I would have shit to tell people.
Just to fuck with people. Like, work there 4 hours a week.
And like,
just
have a camera on me all the time. Get one of the little cameras. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be so good.
But I can't lower myself to that.
No.
I thought about it, but no, I can't do it.
That'd be so good. Like, get tons of jobs, but only work there super part-time, and fuck with every job. That'd be so funny.
One of these days, as horrible as it sounds, we're going to have to incorporate. That way they can only sue the station, which is worth nothing, and we can't get sued.
Maybe. We'll see. It costs a lot of money, though. It costs, like, a bunch of money to get incorporated.
It's a few $100, but it's a lot better than, you know, losing your own money and going to jail.
That's true. Going to jail sucks, because then you can't do these radio shows and film stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm dying here, so we're going to have to sign off, I think.
All right.
As fun as it is, and it is pretty fun.
It is fun.
It's been fun. Because I like it. I like getting on the radio because I couldn't stay away from it for too long.
I really enjoy this. This is the first opportunity I've really gotten to do it, and I look forward to this every week.
Mm-hmm. And it's about time you got on the station, eh?
Well, yeah, you know, I just haven't had anybody to do it with. I'm not doing it by myself.
No.
That's
oh, my God. It's bad. It's all kinds of bad doing it by yourself, unless you can really carry it.
Yeah.
And even then, like, even Sean by himself, nothing about. He can't even do it. It's you don't have that kind of interaction.
No, you need that really.
It's way better. So that's about it. So tomorrow night, there's going to be Tales from the Afternow and also DJ Morgana.
Yes.
The hottie that we posted pictures of.
Hopefully at the right time.
Hopefully at the right time. And also. Which would be 5 p.m. Pacific, and Tales from the Afternow, 8 p.m. Pacific, and also DJ Pulse.
Yeah, I was going to mention he does two shows now on Friday. It's like Friday's all his. It's crazy.
He's dominating Friday. He's got a show, and then he's got another show, if that makes any sense to you. It doesn't to me, but somehow it makes sense.
His first show is at 3 Pacific, which is radio only.
Yeah.
On the Industrial Channel. And then his second show is at 7 Pacific, which is on the Industrial Radio Channel and on Rant TV at the same time.
So the second one's actually a TV show, but it just happens to be broadcast on the Industrial Station as well, because he spins music. And he's pretty amusing to watch.
He is. He's
like
hilarious.
It's like your own dancer. Like you're watching, like, well, I won't. It's pointless saying any kind of dance show that's in Canada, but anyway, it's like a dance show.
He's your private dancer.
Dancing for no money.
But he loves it.
But he loves it. It's so funny watching him. And so after the show, you can download the Porn on Beta video that I did last night. It's not bad. There's the link in the IRC again for anybody who just missed it. And the new album's coming very soon. And it'll be given away for free. So, for free, because we don't make any money, and not even my band makes money.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, I've got like a billion CDs of our first album in the closet there. Slowly, they're going away. But
why don't you send me one of those? I don't have one of those.
Because they cost me money, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because they're like really actual pressed CDs wrapped in plastic with covers and stuff. So I can't give them away, unfortunately.
And I get a fucking parking ticket. It's me, man.
You get a parking. I'll burn you a copy. You don't even have like a copy of it?
I have that.
Okay, well, that's all you need then. There you go.
You bastard.
You're not getting a real copy. You have to pay for it. It cost me money. It cost me a boatload of money to get those pressed.
Well, that's
why we're giving away the second one for free, because it actually is cheaper than pressing it for us.
I think there's places, though, that'll, you know, do it for you. And not just Cafe Press, but there's one called CD Baby, too, that I heard that's pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Like, we're going to give it away for free, and then we're going to press it at one of those on-the-fly places.
Yeah.
That, like, we'll make a little bit of money off of it, but it won't cost us any money, right?
Yeah, it'll look
which
nice,
is good.
Too.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to buy it, they can get one that's real, they put in the car and stuff, rather than download and burn themselves. And there is a real cover that's going to be, like, it's going to be a real CD. And the burnt one, the one you buy, will have bonus tracks on it. So there is a bit of an incentive to buy it. Yeah.
Bonus tracks.
That's right. All the tracks that were not deemed cool enough to be on the reels.
Also known as hidden tracks.
That's
sometimes.
Right. Sometimes. It should be cool. And we're releasing a whole bunch of tracks, cover songs, before the album comes out. I think 5 cover songs that are going to be posted on the website. But, pardon me?
Like what kind of cover songs?
One is by George Michael, actually. Father Figure by George Michael. Very cool.
Interesting.
One is already on the website, Round and Round, but it's going to be an updated version. Round and Round by New Order. Another one is Stand By Me.
No.
By Benny King. Another one is... Matthew Good.
Okay.
The song is...
What is the name of that song?
Oh, why is it escaping my mind? Everything is Automatic by Matthew Good. His big, big hit. Have a name for... Oh, and the really cool one is actually Porn on Beta and Mick J. Who's
in the band. I know which one that is.
Yeah, it's One by Three Dog Night.
I've got that one.
Yeah, and that's really cool.
It's really cool.
And
yeah.
He's not done it yet. He's just finishing it off because he did the music, I did the vocals, he did the guitars.
Yeah.
It turned out really well. I'm very happy with it.
Nick's been having kind of a hard time.
Yeah, his computer's really slow, and he's having some troubles, and that's what.
Well, it's more than that. It's about not having a job.
That hinders you a little bit.
And having a place to live. That's why he hasn't been on the schedule. I did not fire him. Okay.
He just can't do it because
he just can't do it right.
Life
now.
Is but bad now for him. Life is.
He can come back whenever he wants.
Yeah.
I am not an asshole. I did not fire him.
Miimotalk says, how much you want for one? I don't know what that's in reference to.
Some context for your CD.
The CD. Oh, Porn on Beta's webpage, if you want to go check that out. I didn't say that. www.pornonbeta.com, and you can buy the first CD there and download some tracks and check it all out and look at me being all posing cool rock star photos and stuff like that. No response. Smokey's probably gone. Smokehouse is gone. So I'll bring him back to say goodbye. Where is he? There he is. I'll call him. Just so we can say goodbye and sign off.
God damn it.
What happened there?
It just quit. It just shut off.
That's okay. Like the program just quit?
Yeah, it crashed.
No. It's like Super Beta. Would you like to send an error report to Microsoft?
No.
Yeah, I'm sure Microsoft gives a shit about that.
Man, they really care about this guy.
So, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, shout-outs. Yeah, people are saying, shout-outs, please say my name.
Yeah, give them that, dude.
Okay, let's just go through the RC. Everybody said something in the last, I don't know, 10 minutes. Purden, Me, Motok, Jipcap, Caponex, Ricky Rocket, Modokai, Perdin, Juggalo of Evil, Amic, Amike, something like that. And let's see, who else? No, Synthasia. Synthasia, something like that.
He sent in a demo, actually.
He sent in a demo. Oh, okay, very cool. Very, very cool.
He's mad because we didn't call him. I didn't see him.
Oh, okay. He's getting all mad?
I didn't say he's mad, but he's he has, he's like, call me. Sin's ignoring me.
Ew, sorry about that. Yeah, sometimes things get lost in the shuffle. We're very busy.
I wasn't looking. I have to turn my head a whole 90 degrees to look at the IRC.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't looking. So.
Fester D. Penis, Ricky Rocket, Luke... who else? I think I got everyone there. There we go. Violent Solution just joined.
Oh.
Balls.
Yeah. Balls.
Balls. Say it,
balls.
Say it. Balls. There you go. Record it, loop it, have fun with it. That's it for us for tonight. Almost an hour show. So you got it anyway, you bastards.
Yeah, I got it anyway. It's like 3 a.m. here now, almost.
Oh, man.
Fantastic.
That's utterly fantastic. You jobless wonder. It doesn't matter anyway.
Well, I'm studying, you know, for my A+ test that they say I have to take. All the employers, you have to take this. Well, okay.
Okay. It's pretty easy anyway, but yeah, I'll get
really
that piece of paper.
Sure.
Pay my money to Microsoft and be a Microsoft whore and prove that I can open a computer and put a network card in.
Actually, I forced the state to pay for it.
Oh, excellent.
I was like, you know what? I'm crippled, and you're going to help me whether you like it or not.
Have pity on me.
suckers.
Okay, we're out of here. So tune in next week. Tune in tomorrow. Tune in all the time. Download the archives. Do all that kind of stuff.
Be late again.
And I will try not to be late again. It's not my fault. I blame it on everyone else except for me. Except for me. How about that?
That's the way it works around here.
So say goodnight, Smokehouse, and we'll sign out with the music.
Good night, kids. We love you.
Bye bye. Till next week.
Bye bye.
That everything in America is completely fucked up. You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.